Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, thank you for staying with us, and I hope you enjoyed that little music break that we have in the middle there. I used to go outside and smoke a cigarette, but I don't do that no more.
That's good for you.
So those days are over with. And the good old Jacqueline Olson used to get on me all the time during the show, me going out there smoking. Again, I want y'all to remember, if you call Towboat US, you can get $50 off of a membership by just mentioning the Gone Fishing Show. So let
that
know.
Is a deal.
That
33
is a deal.
33.3% off.
That's right. And Southern Sportsman on Arlington Expressway is having their grand opening.
Starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's right, Jeff. And would love to see you there. Great people over there. Go meet Bill. And I believe it's his wife, Mara. I hope I got that right. M-A-R-I-A. Mara? That sound like Mara? That sounds like Mara to me.
Hey, Rick. Okay. I'm looking at this thing I was talking about earlier, this app. It says there's 163 artificial reefs here in our area. Did y'all know that?
I didn't know there was that many. I knew there were some out here. We even got three in the river. Two or three in
the
river.
That was pretty interesting last week with Officer Green, because him being a diver.
Yeah.
And he said he's, gone down there and some of those reefs are deteriorating.
Deteriorating, yeah, because of the swiftness of the current, I believe he said.
Yep.
Yeah, we've got one by the San Marco area, and then one up by the Fullerworm Bridge, it looks like.
Right, Fullerworm
right.
Bridge.
Those are the ones he was talking about.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at those, and then off our coast, there's just tons of them off our, and these are, I guess they're man-made reefs, or reefs or wrecks off of our...
They're wrecks.
Off of our coast here, all the way from like Nassau all the way down to St. Augustine.
We got a ton of wrecks that were, Spanish ships and things that were.
See, that's the St. Augustine right there. But the rest of them, like all up here in our area, look at that. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's crazy how it ends, though.
I didn't realize there were so many of them, though.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And
that's pretty neat.
A lot of people didn't know where those, we were joking.
Numbers.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know exactly where to get over a wreck. They didn't know exactly where to go to get over one.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys who had the good numbers, would put them right over it.
Yeah,
that's what we were laughing about. They didn't have all the sophistication that they have
like
now.
Like Captain George.
You're right, Jeff. They're already, so this one here, Rick, is I'm just throwing this one out there. It's in 75 feet of water. It says it's a steel tugboat with pilot house alongside. And it's just a wreck. And it said it was it's been there since 1996, and gives me longitude and latitude. And it says it's tugboat materials, and you click on it, it's 40, like from where we're at here, it's 46 miles out. But I mean, obviously, if you're by the coast, it's a lot closer than that. But that's crazy. I mean, I didn't realize, man, so there's like just hundreds of them out there, man. This is wild.
So that's where some of the captains would really get upset. Well, nowadays, you just push a button in and
it
pops up on your phone
go.
And tells you exactly
that's what I did.
Where to
I just, yeah, I just put a button, type it in, and with a pro angler, man, looking at all that.
And then you.
That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you tap on each one of them, it tells you how to get there. And
then you got a good GPS system on your boat. You key it
type in.
Type
in coordinates,
Yep. And it takes you right to the. You sit back and you go right to the wreck.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. And so.
Technology.
What a wonderful
thing.
Look at the inshore captains now. I can remember that. Trolling motors back when I first got started in tournaments was the big thing, and that was it.
Now they got 12-foot towers that they
stand
on the
12-foot towers. They've got,
I'd get dizzy that high.
The trolling motors will hold you in place.
That's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
And then you got your power poles. And
those two, matter of fact.
We had to lower the anchor quietly.
Yeah.
You know, don't throw it in. Don't throw it in and don't let that chain rub against the side of the boat.
Well, when I started fishing, bass fishing, we had a trolling motor, of course. I had the foot-controlled trolling motor, but it didn't have power poles back then. And, of course, we had GPSs and that sort of stuff, but nothing like it is today, though. I mean, I started fishing in the early 90s, like 90, 91, 92,
right,
when I really got heavy into it. But now today, like you said, with the GPSs that we have now and with the the power poles, the spot lock, to me, is just, you can't, that's priceless right there.
Well, now, too, you got the people with the drums, which are going out and finding the fish before they get to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just so much technology. Technology now. And so,
it's unbelievable.
Well, it's definitely, I think it's helped anglers, but it's also hurt at the same time. We did an article about this a while back. In fact, in the Fishing Connection, I did an article about it, mm-hmm. about, you know, social media and about technology and how it's really helped a lot of guys. And it's also, but it's hurt the fishery at the same time, you know, with the fish don't have anywhere to, you know, with technology goes along with the GPSs, with skinnier boats this time of day, you can get fish that could get away, you know, back up in certain places that we never knew was there because we didn't have Google Earth. Well, now, you know, you can find a way to access it. And so the fish don't, a lot more pressure on the fish and that kind of stuff. But it's definitely helped, though, at the same time, you know. But anyway.
I'm going to wait till the next break to really get into this. Good. I'm good.
Okay.
Good timing. I went to your webpage or your page, but I forgot the name of it right now. But anyway, it was very good concerning the pollution that's going on. We're going to talk one segment because...
Backwater Hustle?
That's what it's called.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. Backwater Hustle's page, yeah.
Yeah, I went there and...
he was having a senior moment.
Yeah. I know it. There's not as many of them now. Thank God.
I was
all right, we'll be right back. Yeah. Telephone number, give us a call.
All right, give us a call at the Gone Fishing Radio Show at 904-296-2692. You can check us out on the website at www.gonefishingshow.com. That's Gone Fishing Show, fishing with no G, show.com. I'm Captain Don Taylor Jr., Mr. Jeff Altman, and Mr. Rick Hill. No Joe D on today. He is taking care of his lovely wife. This is the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Out.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, Joe is not with us today. He's like we said, he's taking care of his lovely wife today. She's getting some medication. We hope everything's working out good for y'all. Okay, one thing I want to talk about is, and we're only going to talk about it for very little because my whole front page article on the Fishing Connection is concerning this, but Don Taylor Jr. has a web page with his buddy. They have a podcast. What's the name of that page?
Our web page is what's on Facebook is the Backwater Hustle. It's Backwater Hustlers. It's a group, and me and Captain Tom McNeely.
I went and did some research on your page and found it very interesting and very factual. There was one or two little things I disagreed with, but outside of that, I thought 99% of it was excellent research.
Thank you.
And spending a lot of time with Captain Vic, which I hope Captain Vic and your prayers are going out to you, buddy. I hope you're feeling better and doing better. We have fought the government in a lot of areas, and we are starting to see dead fish up in South Carolina all the way around to the west coast of Florida. We're seeing dead reds and dead snook down in Titusville area. Is the fish kills in the state of Florida is probably the worst I've ever seen. The red tide is on the west coast. It can last up to a year, and it happens every year.
Yeah, and I think this started like in October.
Right.
So, I mean, it's been going for 10 months.
That's right. There's two things that a lot of people do not understand. One, there's the red tide. And then there's the algae bloom that we get here in Jacksonville in the intercoastal and inside the river.
Yeah, we have it here right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, right. And the algae bloom is caused by nutrients being put into the river, such as fertilizer coming off of people's yards, plus all the disgusting sugar debris that's going into the Titusville area, killing a lot of fish over there, and also heading out to the west coast. The algae bloom that I'm talking about joins with the red tide, making the red tide even stronger. And so if we don't start watching what we're doing in this the state of Florida, we're gonna kill our fisheries. It's unbelievable what's happening just this year alone. I mean, we're talking about sea turtles coming up dead.
And there's been whale sharks.
Whale sharks.
Manatees, dolphins. Manatees, dolphins. Right. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, probably millions at this point of fish, you know, different species of fish
Different species of fish.
The turtles.
And all species. Yeah. You know, it's not a wide
You know, what it is,
variety.
It's not so.
When you got big ones that are dying, something's wrong.
And what it is, the algae itself, it's toxic to humans. You know, there's certain levels of it, parts per billion and that kind of stuff, which is way above my head. But the algae, in essence, it chokes out the oxygen of the water. That's what kills your fish. They have no oxygen in the water. You know what I mean? And then along with destroying the seagrass and the landscape, the flats and whatnot.
With the river, which I cannot pronounce it. It's a very long spelling of it.
The Coosalohatchee or something?
Something like that, yes. Okay, they said that the algae bloom in there is very, very toxic to humans.
Right.
They've ran some tests. So all the different water keepers, like we have the St. John's water keeper here, there's the Matanzas water keeper, and then there's water keepers all over the state. There's about 14 to 17 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are nonprofit organizations and paid for by the community and do different fundraisers. And they have joined together to try to fight the state and try to make the state aware of certain things. But 90% of this problem right now is a federal problem. And one of the main areas is here in Jacksonville, where we have the headquarters for the Corps of Engineers is here in Jacksonville.
Right.
And
the ACE, right?
Yeah. And so, of course, everybody, when you drag a situation like this into politics, everybody starts pointing the finger at one another.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, pass the buck.
Absolutely.
All right. So the state saying it's the federal government's problem, and the federal government saying the Corps of Engineers' problem. Due to not opening the back section of Okeechobee when the dam's there. And the two dams right now are sending the sugar flow, which is your algae bloom, not your red tide.
Correct.
Sending it to the west coast and the east coast and strengthening the different harmful elements that we already have in the systems. Same. And in the systems in the east coast, 90% of it is algae bloom. And on the west coast, it is the red tide being strengthened by the algae bloom.
Yeah, correct.
So
the red tide's actually feeding off of the algae bloom.
That's correct.
To strengthen it.
A very good presentation on
your
website.
It's a vicious cycle is what it is. That's what's so bad about it. It's just a vicious cycle, and it's going to take some very smart people and a lot of money to figure out what the problem is. You know, we know what the problem is, but how to fix the problem, that is the problem, you know. It's going to take years and years, and I guess we have a phone call, looks like, I guess.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we got Ty.
Oh, Captain Ty.
Hey, Ty, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, Ty?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How's everybody doing? Everybody all right?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. I guess I don't know if you listen to the show or not, but Mr. Rick and Jeff and I were discussing some of the things that we've put on the Backwater Hustle, our page, you know, regarding the right now we're talking about the red tide and the algae bloom. And I know you've been pretty instrumental in doing a lot of research and that kind of stuff in it. So how about kind of giving us a rundown? And Rick had a bunch of questions. I told him it would be best if he just kind of deferred to you. And so go ahead, Rick, if you have some questions you want to ask Ty, and Ty can give us a...
No, I didn't really have any questions. I again, compliment the page. It was very well done. There was just one or two areas I thought maybe that you pointed the finger in the wrong direction. And instead of pointing in that, the state government, I think a lot more of it should have been at
the
federal government.
Got you.
That was it.
And
very good, very good, very good article, though.
Well, you could be absolutely right. You know, it seems that no one wants to claim it, you know, state water when it's a state water issue. Your state doesn't want it, you know, and when it's a federal water issue, federal water doesn't want it. And, you know, the anglers, the people that use the water, the people that live in those areas are the ones to blame. You know, I mean, not to blame, but they're the ones that take it in the teeth. You know, as far as I know, you know, there is a problem, and we all know the problems. I think if you read social media, everybody knows what the issues are. They're out there. It's not a red tide event. This is not normal. This is a cyanobacteria. It's the same thing that grows in your fish tanks. It's the same thing that grows in lakes when the water's stagnant. It's very toxic. I think Donnie was saying earlier, it sucks oxygen out of the water and kills the fish. I mean, you see it all over the place. Those are the easy things to identify the problem. So what we should be focusing on as a community of fishermen and outdoorsmen is, what are the solutions? How do we solve the issue? And we know we're not going to get big sugar to go away if they're the problem. They're not going anywhere. The EAA or the Everglades agricultural area, it's not going away. Mm-hmm. There's way too much money down there to get that stuff to move over. So there's got to be another solution. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming out from colleges and universities and marine laboratories and all these other places, you know, and you got to be careful what you read, because who's funding these things? You know, there's a lot of dollars out there floating around. And as a group of people, though, I think we can figure out what the solution is, and we can solve it. And it's probably, you know, when it's all sorted out, it's probably going to be a lot easier than people think.
Well, that's what Ty and I were discussing last night. We were, you know, we didn't want to get political. You know, we said everybody's, you know, pointing the fingers at different entities and stuff. I said, let's not take the negative approach. Let's go on the proactive approach, and let's try to figure out, you know, get in touch with people about the solutions. You know, I think we all have an idea of who's to blame and to some facet of it, but let's try to not be negative. Let's try to be positive as a community, come together as a whole, and let's all, you know, try to figure out what the solution is, how to get it solved, the best way to get it solved, and, you know, put that into action, as opposed to, you know, banging on homeowners or banging on sugarcane or banging on, you know, politicians and blah, blah, blah. Let's try to come together and let's get the issue solved, because if we keep spinning our wheels, it's a vicious cycle, and we'll be in the same position next year and the year after and every year after that, you know.
Well, we have been in the same position now for approximately 8 to 10 years. This is not the first year we've had the...
96 was the big one, he said.
Yes.
It was bad 96. So what I read, it was horrible in 96, and then again in 2006. So it's about every decade it really...
Now, you're talking about the red tide or the... No, I'm talking about the sugar cane.
I'm talking about sugar cane.
Okay.
You know, the bad part about all those statistics are, it depends on where they take samples from, out of the Caloosahatchee River and out of Port St. Lucie and those holding canals. And, you know, what areas do they take those samples from? You know, you could go out there and take a sample out of an area that's maybe not as polluted as down the water, you know, 200 yards. So there's a lot of misnomers in some of that data.
Hey, Ty, if you would, we're coming up to a short break. If you could hold for a second, let us come back to you on the other side of the break, okay?
All right, sure.
All right, thank you, buddy. This is the Gone Fishing Radio Show. You can reach us on we're on Sunny 102.3 FM. You can give us a call at 904-296-2692 if you'd like to weigh in about the water situation in our area here. Apple or Android users, you can download the app on the Play Store at Sunny FM 102.3, or check us out on the computer at website at www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishingshow, no G.com. Captain Don Taylor, Rick Hill, Jeff Altman. This is the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Out.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483. Or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
$299 a month for a late model car or SUV. $299 a month. Dream Wheels Auto Sales has late models for $299 a month.
No credit.
Bad credit.
No problem.
All credit applications accepted. $299 a month. Dream Wheels will get your loan done when others can't.
Got junk in the trunk?
Don't have it under your hood. Come to Dream Wheels on St. Augustine Road or check out our website, dreamwheelsjacks.com. Dreamwheelsjacks.com.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
The boss is walking the aisles of the showroom floor. He sees a couple of scratched watercraft, dented motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Someone's gonna get the axe. It's the annual scratch and dent sale going on now at Jacksonville Power Sports. Save thousands store-wide on shiny new or even slightly blemished watercraft, motorcycles, ATVs, or even side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, half mile west of 295. Check out the carnage at jacksonvillepowersports.com.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller. And two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide-width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe
and
Dion.
Sure industry.
I'll tell you what, it's...
we're back on.
Yeah.
Hey, I apologize, folks. We're back on air. Captain, yeah. Ty, you there?
Well, Ty?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was reading some facts.
Him up.
Yeah,
we
sorry about that.
We got to see if we get Jeff woke up here. There we go.
I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Okay. All right.
All right, Ty.
Anyway, I was really shocked to see that Senator Nelson had actually accepted more money than Governor Scott from the sugar industry. That was kind of a shock to me. Not that I'm supporting him.
Not
or
quite double, but almost double.
Almost
know?
Double
yeah,
what Rick Scott
staggering.
Has gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't get me wrong. There were some Republicans that actually got more money than he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
the sugar company, they covered their tracks. They had two Republicans and they had two Democrats. They both donated to big
right.
money too.
Well, big money.
It runs a lot deeper than that. The board of directors for big sugar, for some of the big sugar corporations, U.S. Sugar of America, and those type of things. Some of those board members run deep, and you know when you start looking at the connections between those sugar moguls and certain marine laboratories or certain colleges and universities,
yep.
or
colleges and universities,
yeah, big grants.
These other places, these guys are crossing over. They're sitting on the boards of both, and they're doing these things. So, political contributions are one thing, but that's not the thing. So, you know, when you think about who controls the lake right now, it's the Army Corps. It's a state lake. It's controlled by the Army. The outflow of the lake is controlled by the Army Corps.
That's right.
Right.
The back pump, and you guys may have already covered this. The back pumping of fertilizer out of the EAA into the lake is what's destroying the lake. That's what's creating the toxic water. That's the bottom line. Now, there may be some toxic water being created by fertilizer runoff from residents. Or, you know, I heard somebody tell me the other day about septic tank issues, and some of that's a little far-fetched. But
no, it's not.
Some of it's relevant, though, that's the sludge.
That's not far-fetched at all. We have that problem here in Jacksonville on the St. John's River. Some of the older homes in Arlington have septic tanks that
Arlington
are leaking into... that are leaking into the St. John's.
And I agree. But if you took every septic tank probably in the state of Florida, you got to figure that one lock in the Lake Okeechobee into the St. Lucie River releases somewhere around 22,000 cubic gallons of water a minute.
No, 76,000 gallons of water per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take every septic tank probably in the state of Florida and flush them into the river, and it wouldn't have the same effect, right? So, yeah, there probably is some issue from that. You know, and I'm sure there is because we see it up here. The thing that, mm-hmm. that guards us up here a lot is we have moving water. Our tides, you know, rise and fall a lot more, and that continual flow of water helps to, you know, filter out this algae and move it along and keep it flowing. In the lake, it's stagnant. It's just sitting there brewing.
Well, so it's been proven that the ocean, after a period of time, even with all the oil and so on, will clean itself.
It cleans itself out, regenerates itself, right.
And that's due to the moving of the ocean.
Exactly.
And it ties exactly right on
right.
that. And that a stagnant set of water is the place where...
Well, it just grows and then it manifests itself. And then once it manifests itself, then we, you know, I guess dump it out. Now, Ty, I was going to ask you a question about the red tide. What is the red tide? It's not the Cayenne. It's the Carina, right? I want to say
what they call it, K. brevia.
Yeah, Carina brevia or something like that toxin. And then the algae bloom is the Cayenne astosis, right?
Cyanobacteria.
Okay. And then what happens is, I guess they meet together and then they create one big havoc, correct?
Well, sometimes, yeah, but what we're seeing. That blue-green algae is cyanobacteria.
Okay.
Right, plain and simple. You know, the issue for me and for a lot of guys, I was just in Tampa. I was in South Florida this week, and I talked to some guys down there. And there's people that are scared. I mean, you got charter boat guys. You got fishing, you know, guys that make their living. It's the only job they have, you know, and they've been fishing down there forever. And they're saying, hey, when it hits us, we don't have a choice but to move north. So you get people that are separated geographically from these problems. And a lot of people swipe them off the, you know, underneath the rug because they say, well, it's not bothering me. It's not my backyard. Well, when these guys lose their livelihood down south, they're coming north, right? So they move to Tampa. If Tampa has a disaster, they move. And my big thing is this is the second largest lake in the country, largest freshwater natural occurring lake in the country, okay? So that's why you're hearing it's a natural problem. Because it's a natural lake. If it was a man-made lake, everybody would say it's a man-made problem. So if they could create havoc, and I don't know who they are, but whoever collectively that group is that's doing all this in South Florida, if they can do it to the second largest lake in the country, they can do it right here in Jacksonville. They can do it in Nassau County. They can do it any lake, any pond, any stream, anywhere in the country. And there's really nothing, you know, we can do about it unless we band together. And I think if enough people got together and they made a point, they chose the side of the environment. They chose the side of the resources and of the estuaries instead of Republican or Democrat or any of that mess.
Right.
And they just said, we're for the state. We're for the water. We're for the environment. Then we can make a difference, right? Then we can figure out what the problem is and solve it. I mean, we know what the problem is, but we can find the solutions.
Well, I think the issue that's going to, like I was saying earlier, I think the issue is going to be figuring out the solution. That's going to be where the problem lies, because, you know, obviously sugar, it produces it. You know, I think there's 18,000 some odd people that are employed by sugar. It's one of the largest GDP products here in the state of Florida. And then obviously, you know, fishing and tourism is a big thing here in our state. So there's a lot of factors that's going to go into it. And so finding the solution, that's going to be the hard part. And then what to do once you figure out that solution, who's going to pay for it, and so forth and so on. And I think that's where the problem lies. You know, I think that's why it's taken so long up to this point as it is, because
I'm sorry, Doc.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
A solution that benefits both sides now, because
correct.
What I just said about fishermen losing their livelihoods, we can't run sugar. The people that make sugar for a living are, you know, they're not the criminals here.
That's right.
You know, these guys are making a living just like we are. So I don't want to run anybody out of a job.
Correct.
I'm just saying there has to be a solution that works for both sides.
Right.
And, you know, that's probably all I got to say about that.
Okay, well, I want to thank you. We're going to
appreciate you calling, buddy, and
appreciate
you calling. Thanks for good info, man. I'll see you later on.
And we're going to be, you know, publishing a lot of this in the paper this month,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm going to be doing a little more research. But that's since I had my heart condition. That's what I've been doing the last couple of months, is kind of researching this and watching it.
It's amazing how it manifests, isn't it, Rick? How you can start reading something, and it's almost like they always say how the proverbial you get on the rabbit hole. Yeah. I mean, because I did that when I was up north. You start reading something and you get interested in it, and next thing you know, you're off in the rabbit hole, and it's just so much information, and it's fascinating to me, but it's, at the same time, it's very
overwhelming,
eye-opening, and it's kind of sad, and honestly, it's sad in a lot of ways, too.
And that's all by design, too, guys. You know, you got to realize that. It's all by design. It's not confusing because it's confusing. It's confusing because they want it to be.
Sure.
And, investigative reporters out there that would run this stuff to ground real quick if it was that easy.
Right.
Right. So, you know, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Guys. See you.
See you.
All right. That was Captain Ty McNeely. He's one of our contributors in the Fishing Connection. He's also a captain up in the Fernandina area. Like I said, Rick said, he and I, we do a Backwater Hustle Fishing podcast, and we have a page on Facebook called the Backwater Hustle, and we just try to keep, you know, up to date with all the current issues as far as snapper and just anything that's related to the fishing community in general and in our area and outside our area. So thank you, Rick, for bringing that up. I appreciate it. Anyways, what else is going on there, Mr. Altman?
Yeah, Mr. Altman.
We're going to jump on your
back.
Hey, Mr. Chip Davis is getting ready for the Flounder Pounder in another
month
and a half. Yeah, October. So 2 months away, basically.
Right.
He's up, last I saw, around 16,000, 17,000 in donations already.
That's great.
Shooting for his goal of 75,000.
75,000.
Yeah.
The Florida School of Autism people, that's a great tournament.
Rick, one thing I do want to say, though, real quick. I mean, you know, you've been in the fishing industry for a long time, and you've done, I mean, worlds for this fishing community, and not only do I appreciate it, I know Jeff does. But I know there's a bunch of people like me out there that appreciate what you do. And you brought up Captain Vic Tyson a minute ago. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a bad scare, as we all know, had a real serious heart attack. And he's another one that's done an immense job for this fishing community and just a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's, you know, people like you and Mr. Captain Vic that, you know, they need a lot of credit for a lot of stuff that's taking care of our fishing community here and, you know, for the last decades now. And so I just want to say thank you to yourself and Captain Vic, you know.
Yep.
Okay, Carrie, hang tight. We'll be right back. We're going to go through a short break, and you're going to come right back to you as soon as we get back. This is the Gone Fishing Show. Give us a call at 904-296-2692. Gone Fishing Show. Be right back.
Help.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
When it comes to those pesky bugs,
leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
It's hard to believe we're in the last quarter hour here. Hey, Kerry, how you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
Doing good. How can we help you, sir?
Kind of new to Jacksonville. Been up here a little over a year. First move out here, I do a lot of inshore fishing over there, Arlington area, near the Lions Club, the Trout River, and Dunn Creek, and Robert Creek.
Right.
Seems like when I first moved up here, I was finding some fish. And after a hurricane, things are really going downhill. Can you talk a little bit about the salinity? Is that the problem? Just not a lot of fish after the hurricane?
We're going to let Mr. Altman talk to you because he lives in that Arlington area that you live in and fishes that area. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, Arlington, you know, if you've just moved here recently, the storms in the afternoon basically build on the river, and they will follow that river all the way down. You know, you might not get a drop of water over on the west side, and you're getting 3-4 inches in these little cells over in areas, which is, you know, and with as much rain as we've had this year, I think this is definitely a record year for rainfall.
It is.
So, you know, all of that water this dumping is all flowing down into the river. It's pushing the salt water out, more fresh water coming in from down south, Black Creek area. The creek down there has been rising, so that's pushing all of that fresh water out. So we're getting, you know, freshwater species farther up in the river, you know, than they normally go.
And don't forget, right there in the Arlington area where the bend is, where Mill Cove area is, all of those rivers, Trout River, Broward, Dunn's, they're all dumping out into the river there.
Yeah. It's all of those tributaries are emptying flushing
out.
In
exactly
to the St. John's. And, you know, I fish that area a lot, and I've just been trying to avoid it. I went down to the Lions Club last week, and there was, you know, people out there shrimping, and they were getting small to medium shrimp. They were, you know, had probably half a cooler full. Right. Not a big cooler, so, you know, they've gotten, you know, a couple gallons maybe.
Well, Kerry, to answer your question, I believe that fishing has been kind of tough because of the salinity, chasing this fish out. And number two is the runoff that you get from the pine needles and so on. It makes the water almost black, and coffee is what we call it.
Yeah, we're not getting a lot of clean water just because of how much rain has been falling, which is definitely
Is it Kerry's in it?
Knocking the fish.
Kerry, where are you? Not where at, but what are you targeting when you're over there? Are you targeting redfish and trout and flounder and that sort of stuff? Or what are you?
Yeah, anything I can find. I'm used to fishing Crystal River where you got clean water and grass on the bottom, so dirty water and mud.
Well, you couldn't pick a more drastic contrast.
definitely.
Yeah. So that's what you're targeting to the species over there in the Arlington area?
Yes, sir. And then I've tried up in Sister Creek, too, and we'll get a fish here, you know.
Are you fishing a
rat
boat?
Red or, you know.
Are you fishing?
But they don't seem to be the schools. Like trout, you get one trout.
Now this time of year in the heat here in North Florida, if you can find one trout, have a celebration.
Kerry, are you fishing out of the boat, Kerry?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm a 16-foot scout, so I try to keep the inshore.
Well, like Rick, just
I went out to the jetties Tuesday, got one jack and one whiting, and that was it. And it's just not worth going out that cutting a 16-foot boat on a...
Well, you mentioned the hurricane earlier. There's no doubt. I mean, I've talked with folks from the EPA here in our area, and there's no doubt ever since the hurricane that, you know, a lot of stuff was dumped into our river here, and that has definitely affected the fishing. Also, you know, when a big storm comes through like that, you know, places where there used to be holes, those holes are no longer there. Structure gets moved around and stuff like that. So, but back to what you just said a minute ago about the schools and stuff, you know, I charter fish, and you're pretty accurate. Places where I would go, and I normally catch 3 or 4 or 5 redfish in one spot and then move to the next one and catch 3 or 4 and so forth and so on. With the heat, the hot water, the dirty water, you're having to scramble a lot. I'm having to go run to, you know, twice as many spots to, you know, to really have a good day. And it's just because I think the dirty water, you know, believe it or not, we do have some algae bloom right now in our river also. You just can't see it like you can in some other places. But it's just the conditions right now have just been a mess with all the water we've been getting. The salinity level also was, you know, has affected things. But you just got to keep grinding out there is what you have to do, bud, yeah. Honestly.
And once
that
bait starts moving back down in here, right, the fish will start
The mullet run has started, by the way, so that's one good, good thing.
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit of mullet the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it started about 2 weeks ago.
Then you'll start seeing a little bit more of the flounder and the redfish.
Yeah, those and two. That'll start moving down a little closer to
that's
Arlington.
That's correct, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kerry, thank you for the call, sir. I hope we helped you some.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. I was hoping it was just not me, but
it's not you.
I tuned in last week in to the fishing show and listened to it, and it sounded like the reports were more like a no fishing show because the fishing was so bad.
It's been tough, I tell you that. You just have to keep grinding.
Take
man.
The good with the bad.
Yeah, just keep grinding, and like I tell everybody, make sure you use a multiple thing of baits. You know, take flounder, shrimp, and crab, and try it all. You know, don't get set to one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for calling, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
You have a great day.
Same to you. Thank you.
Okay, I want to remind everybody again, this Saturday, who has the grand opening, people?
It's Southern Outdoors?
No, Southern Sportsman.
Southern Sportsman.
Arlington Expressway.
Okay, Bill Gilliam's the owner of the firearms, fishing, and a lot of archery. And they even got an archery range.
It's cool.
Guys, you need to go by there and see this place, 8324 Arlington Expressway.
Tomorrow's the grand opening.
Tomorrow's the grand opening.
Don't forget about the CETO.
And CETO.
CETO.
You get CETO.
Mention
the Gun Fishing Show, and you save $50 on a $150.
You can't beat that. That's pretty good.
And the Snapper Slapper. I love the name. Snapper Slapper.
The Snapper Slapper.
It's going on. At Palms Fish Channel on the cap on Extra Drive. You know, I hate to say this, Palms Fish Camp has one of the best pizzas I've ever eaten.
You know what? They do. Fran loves their pizza there, and we go there just for that pizza. I mean, it's that good. You're right.
I couldn't.
Of all the things they have there, you would think. But pizza, yes, jam up.
Yeah, and you go to a fish place and have pizza.
It was good, though. It's fantastic.
Getting over this operation, I don't eat quite as much as I used to. Joe bought one, and I said, I'll eat a piece of
pizza. It's good, isn't it?
Next thing I know, I'm sitting there just gobbling down
it's
Joe's
like
pizza.
It's like it's oven roasted or something. You know what I mean?
It's the cheese. The quality of the cheese. I've seen that one before.
Jeff Altman has no sense.
Yeah, Jeff Altman.
He's tell you what, man. I tell you
Thank God Joe's not here to see that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But anyways, as everybody knows.
Anyway, Snapper Slapper. I don't know if you can still get in the tournament, but the tournament is tomorrow. And so
everybody knows snapper season's opened up, by the way. So enjoy your snapper season today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Supposed to get out there if you can.
I'll be on the Majesty tomorrow afternoon.
Good luck, Jeff.
Let us know how. Three to nine, I believe it is. So
oh, really? Wow.
Say hey.
Well, let us know how it goes, man. And everybody be safe out on the water. And
next weekend, I'll be in Vegas, so I won't be here.
You're going to Vegas? Vegas, huh?
I leave next Wednesday.
How much money are you taking?
Enough.
Okay, guys.
Rick, he's supposed to be going for a week. He's likely to be back after about 2 days.
He might be back for the show.
Exactly,
huh?
Right, yeah. But I told him.
Hope not.
I said, you better save enough for an early plane ride.
Guys, thank you for tuning in. This is the Gone Fishing Show. And we thank you very much for listening. Again, don't forget Southern Sportsman's Grand Opening, Snapper Slapper, and get your tow boat for $50 off.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for listening.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.